Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Vayeshev. And in this week's parasha, we actually start to see the story in the next four parashiyot until the end of the book of Bereshit about the children of Yaakov, the 12 tribes, and how from Yaakov's children, we are brought down into Egypt and into slavery and so on and so forth. And that starts the book of Exodus. But it's really the remainder of the book of Bereshit is all about the 12 children of the 12 tribes of Yaakov, the 12 sons of Yaakov. And, you know, one thing in this week's parasha that really stands out is the story of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a story that Yaakov Avinu, he favored Yosef. And the parasha tells us why. Why did he do that? Ki ben zekonim hulo. Says he was his youngest child, on the simple understanding. At the time, it was his youngest child, and he loved him dearly, and he favored him, and he gave him this lovely, beautiful coat, showing him his love for his favorite son, Yosef. And it was very noticeable and recognizable that he favored Yosef over his other sons. And the sons, as a normal person may do, became jealous of Yosef, that he was the favorite. They wanted to kill him. They threw him in the pit. And then they decided to sell him, and they sold their own brother down into slavery because of jealousy. Now, who is at fault here? Are the brothers at fault for becoming jealous? Is Yosef at fault for being the favorite? Is Yaakov at fault for favoring his son? And I'm sure we can find anyone who's at fault in this story, really. But the Chachamim teach us that there's no way to avoid the fact that Yaakov made a mistake. Yaakov had made a mistake by favoriting Yosef and showing, publicizing to his children that this is his favorite son. By giving him more than others, by showing him more love than others and giving him more attention than others. And not only that, the Gemara says that from this act that Yaakov Avinu favorited Yosef, the Jewish people went down into Egypt, went down, and this was the start of slavery. This was the beginning, and there's no way to avoid that. This is the way the storyline goes. And I think something we can tell from this story is the importance of making sure you give each and every child the proper amount of attention and the proper amount of love. And not to chas v'shalom, not to God forbid, give more attention and more love to one over the other. Now, I think generally what is usually done is the opposite. Usually, a father usually favors his bechor, his firstborn, more than the other children. That's usually the correct sequence. It's his first child, the first one he experienced all the difficulty with, all the waking up early, so on and so forth. But in this storyline, because Yaakov had such a great love for Rachel, so he had such a great love for the child that came from Rachel, which was Yosef. And so really, because Yaakov Avinu favored Yosef, they went through all of this difficulty having to go down into Egypt. But it turned out to be something good at the end, meaning it turned out to be that Yosef saved them. Yosef was the one who gave them food when there was a famine and there was no more food. But Hashem can do things however He wants to do them. Hashem is just telling us that when you favor or you give attention, too much attention to one child or one person over the other, it can, God forbid, cause others to become jealous. Now, of course, on the brother's end, they probably had to try to control themselves and not to get jealous. But it's very difficult. I'll tell you why. Because if a person sets someone up for failure, it's very hard for them to succeed. If a father, who's supposed to be someone who all of his children know that he loves them all equally, favors one over the others, and he shows that he favors one over the others, it'll inevitably cause the others to get jealous. And it'll be almost impossible for them not to get jealous. And so therefore, that's why when Yaakov Avinu favors Yosef, they wanted to kill him, and they sell him, and he goes down into slavery. And I think the parasha is really teaching us the importance of making sure that when a person is a parent, or a person is a teacher, or a person is an educator, or a person is anything really, a person works, and he has employees, for a person to make sure that he doesn't favor one over the other, and chas v'shalom, cause people to get jealous. Rather, show equal amounts of attention, equal amounts of love. Not to say that you don't have to show attention. You can show attention, you can show love, but making sure that you're showing that to each and every person, expressing how much you love and care about each and every child, each and every student, and each and every employee, so that chas v'shalom, we can learn from the lessons of our Torah, from our parasha, and not to give one more attention than others, so that nobody will ever get jealous of one another. Have a great day, and Shabbat Shalom.